To a casual observer, the distinctive characteristic of a ballet dancer is the turned-out feet. Think Charlie Chaplin, think a clock's hands fixed at 10 to 2. In fact, this has nothing to do with the feet, it's all to do with the design of the hip joint, a ball and socket structure that permits the leg to move in almost any direction, allowing the flexibility and turnout that distinguishes ballet dancers from, well, most people. As dance technique progresses and dancers become more flexible, their hip joints come under increasing pressure. More and more dancers require hip replacements in later life. But it's not just dancers' hips that wear out. Osteoarthritis can affect us all. A price we may pay for longer life is the inevitable wear and tear on our hip joints. I'm standing in the Anatomy Theatre at King's College London, where in 1938 John Charnley worked as demonstrator in physiology. After a brief stay at King's, Charnley moved back to his native Manchester, volunteering in the medical corps during the war. In 1949, he founded a hip centre in Wigan, where he combined his surgical training with his wartime experience running an orthopaedic workshop in Cairo. He financed the research in Wigan with royalties from his inventions in Egypt, walking calipers for soldiers, for instance. Charnley's great innovation was the artificial hip joint. He revolutionised hip surgery, designing not only the right implant, but the surgical procedure to go with it. Like all great innovators, he brought together different disciplines, in his case clinical acumen and biomedical engineering, with a febrile inventiveness, perseverance, the learning from failure, and a belief in the importance of serendipity. Serendipity came in when a patient reported a squeak in his prosthetic hip each time he leaned forward. Charnley recognised the need to reduce friction at the interface of the implant and the hip socket. Through trial and error, including experiments on himself, he dedicated his career to finding the answer. The first total hip arthroplasty took place in 1962, and Charnley spent the next 2 decades refining every aspect of the procedure. He trained the next generation of practitioners, ensuring the technique spread worldwide. And recognising the role of industry in the development and wider adoption of innovations, he partnered with Thackeray, now part of Johnson & Johnson. 50 years later, Sir John Charnley's methods are still the gold standard in hip replacement. There are dancers performing today on not one but 2 artificial hips, and they owe this in no small way to Charnley. I'm one of the dancers whose hips are still their own, but as someone whose life has been bound up in movement, I recognise the enormous gift of Charnley's innovation, removing pain and restoring movement, not only to dancers but to around 90,000 people in the UK alone each year. Well, it's akin to restoring life.
Find out more about Great British innovations, including 2 by me, by visiting www.topbritishinnovations.org.